Takes a lot out of me. I got a tune yet again.
The three bangers back to back is really doing a number on Dom. I'm struggling, guys. Well, folks, we've come to the end of our time.
We have come to the end.
Performing.
Yeah, this our last is our song. Last song, and it's my favorite song.
It's pretty good.
I think it's a hit.
This one?
Well,
yeah.
Time will
this
tell.
One. This one? This you want this to be the single?
I should tune.
Yeah.
I know I just said I would, but I actually got a drink
of
water
I said
instead.
I would, but I didn't.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I should really tune. Yeah, this is okay. Sorry, you guys, you lovely listeners of WMFO probably didn't tune into this thinking that you'd be listening to tuning the whole time. But
it's part of the performance.
Yeah. We're like Sonic Youth if all their songs were in standard.
Yeah.
My songs aren't in standard, Matt.
I'm sorry, Dom.
Three of them.
Dom invented a new tuning. It's
don't say it.
I'm not gonna reveal your secrets over.
Well, I'll just say the name. It's called Dom Standard.
I don't
Dom
think
Standard
I
Tuning.
If I did, that's very you know,
not cool.
Self-centered.
not very
maybe?
Cash money.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Right.
Okay.
What's this last song, Matt?
This last song is called I Think So, and it's about my girlfriend who we just had our 10-month anniversary.
Yay.
Very nice. We've been
all the your songs, it was I Hate You, I Know I Shouldn't Care But I Do,
I think so.
And
it's
My
all
Self-Driving Pick. It's all about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no,
Matt.
it's all about me, everybody. Okay. Yeah, we've been Foxy Grandpa.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Go stream our music or buy it on Bandcamp so we actually get money for it. All right. That's walk, I'll lead. Maybe you can follow. Let's talk, you first, and I'll follow up tomorrow. Let's look at all the pictures, try not to get too close. And if you think you'd like to know me, well, I wouldn't be opposed.
We'll be right back.
you. We are Foxy Grandpa. You can follow us on Instagram at foxy.grandpa.band. You can stream our first album, Here's to Feeling Good All the Time, on your preferred streaming platform, or you could buy it on Bandcamp. You can also do the same thing with our first EP. We just put out an EP. We put out our second EP. It's a split with our friends in Muzak. It's called Foxy Muzak. You can stream that too. And I think that's it.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad. Hi, hey, Lily. Hi, my parents, if you're listening. Hi, anybody I'm related to, if you're listening. Or friends, anyone.
Stay foxy.
There it is. Yeah. Stay foxy, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Foxy Grandpa, for playing in our Studio D. We'll be talking to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some other brother Daryl. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
She lived just past the bay, put in the miles, had those bills to pay. She would wonder, oh, she loved the wonder. She used to laugh and dance just like a flame. Curse me, she'd curse my name and then forgive me. And we would laugh again. Gypsy girl, won't you come back? Fall in love, and then she goes away. The house lights up, she takes a bow and then she waves. They all cheer, she disappears backstage. Won't you come back?
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
TD from O Positive, brand new song called Mayday. And I had Other Brother Daryl with Gypsy Girl. And we have some foxy grandpas here.
Yes.
Woo. Yes. Step up to the mic. It's not afraid of you.
It's kind of a scary apparatus. It looks like some kind of alien weapon.
Yeah, no. It looks like there we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. I've seen a few mics in my day. This thing is something special.
It is crazy.
Yeah. I love it though. Oh, that's right. The mics that you perform in Studio D are not these crazy big ones covers and all of that.
I'd love to pull up to a gig with one of these. That'd be pretty awesome.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, it'd be very, 1980s?
Hair metal.
Yeah, hair metal. Yeah, there you go.
I can picture it.
All right, so you brought it up while you performed, so tell me the story of Foxy Grandpa.
Okay, yeah. I was Hi, I'm Matt, first of all. I'm from Foxy Grandpa. I think you knew that. I met Chase, who's like, he's our bass player most of the time. He plays guitar sometimes, but I met him at a Halloween party, and we immediately hit it off by just like listing bands that we know. We'd just be like, Swans? Yeah! Black Flag? Yeah! Wilco? Yeah!
If I may say, my old roommate, Cade, he called me. I was at a show, and he was like, dude, there's this guy at this party that I'm at, and he like knows all the bands that you tell me to listen to, so you should come here. And it was Matt, yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah. Chase was dressed like a greaser from The Outsiders that night.
Yep.
And this was night 3 of Halloween, so I had run out of costumes. So I was dressed as myself.
Wow. That's the story. Halloweekend.
Yeah. Halloweekend
2021,
that
2021.
Is.
Halloweekend 2021, yeah.
Oh, my.
Is it, yeah, it is 2021. Oh, my God.
No, it's not 2021, Matt. It's 2021. We went backwards.
Yeah, no, it's not 2021.
Thank God.
And then what happened? How did I get here?
I found Dominic because Matt was at a... We were friends, and then we were at a party, and... It was the last day of the semester, and Matt kind of just shouted, like, does anyone want to make a punk band with me? And I kind of sauntered over, and I said, yeah, man. And he told me the name. He was like, I have this name. I've had it since high school. And he said Foxy Grandpa, and I was kind of like, oh, man, that's a good name. I was like, that's, like, the first, like, really good band name I've heard in a long time. So
isn't that good?
It was pretty good. But okay. we had like, one practice where we, like, wrote a song.
And it's our worst
one. It's probably our worst one. But we thought at the time, we thought it was pretty good. So we were like, let's do this. And so we were like, we need a drummer. And my roommate, same guy, Cade, he had mentioned that he knew this guy, Dominic, because he had been hanging out with him, and he knew that he kind of played drums, but he just described him as a cool guy. And then that night, I think that night after Matt and I wrote that song, I was outside of this place called the Bebop with him, and we ran into Dominic.
Are we shouting out the Bebop?
Yeah,
right,
I'm shouting out the Bebop, man. Okay. I know, yeah. But he was getting some food, and I said hi, and then I got your number, and we hung out, and then I pitched the idea to you. Keep in mind, I never heard him play Faux Basil. And keep in mind, I never heard him play the drums until, like, our first rehearsal. But the funniest part was we got to the rehearsal room, and he showed up. And the first thing he did was he sat down at the piano, and you started hammering out,
Don't Let Me Down.
Don't Let Me Down. Okay. But Matt and I looked at each other, and we were like, what? He plays piano? What? And then he started singing, and we were like, oh, my God. So, yeah, that's how it started.
I became the pianist.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the mic.
Come on, like
that's,
I said,
sorry,
it's
I'm
not
scared.
Afraid
I told
of
you.
You
before, it's a freaky thing. No, I'm not actually the pianist. I'm actually the drummer. I was. It was late at night, and I was with my friend Nat, and we were going to Symphony Mart to get a snack.
Okay, and I'm cool with shouting out Symphony Mart.
Chase
cool.
looks like, if you don't know what Chase looks
not
like,
not Bebop, but
Symphony Mart. Yeah, absolutely.
Chase looks like a Ken doll, but even taller than you would think.
Yeah,
Ken
if you haven't
is.
Met Chase in real life, he looks like on like the sliding scale between Elvis and Morrissey. He's like smack dab in the middle.
That is what? Shockingly accurate.
Really, oh.
To the folks at home, literally just put that in your mind and spin it around. Then you got Chase Allardyce.
I remember you said, we talked about this recently, and you were like, yeah. You just had really white teeth. That was the thing that stuck out to you.
Yeah, you seem like a fake person in a lot of ways.
Wow.
I don't even think that I knew that you were like amazing at guitar yet. You know what I mean? But that just added, you know.
I was just like, yeah, I do you want to play in this band? And you were like, sure. I think I convinced you because I was like, we're going to do like a Ween song at our first show.
Yes.
And that's what it convinced you, I think.
It was my second band proposition in Boston. And I'm glad I stuck with it. Yeah.
Nice.
Foxy forever.
Excellent. I mean, just the bands you have mentioned here, just it kind of blows my mind with that mix. I mean, Swans, Black Flag, Wilco, Ween.
I described the band, like, we've been interviewed, like, once or twice beforehand, and, like, and also, like, people ask
You mean
us,
I'm not the first?
Sadly, no, but this is probably the...
Sorry,
yeah, this
you're
has
not
been,
the first.
This is, these are under great circumstances, but, you know, like, and people will just ask, like, for gigs, like, what do you guys sound like? And I usually put, for each member, I say, Dominic is, like, the Beach Boys, Matt is the replacements. Dom's wearing a Beach Boys shirt.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Now. And then,
for the what is it? The 1983 tour. Yeah.
Notably, Beach Boys at their best. 1983.
At their best. Yes.
But and then I say I'm like the Hank Williams, but I think that's like a fair assessment. But yeah, there's like a lot of different music that we listen to on the regular.
Well, I was particularly impressed with the switching of instruments and how pretty seamless it seemed to be.
Yeah, I took that little idea from this group from Long Island called the Lemon Twigs, which
okay.
I don't know if they're a friend of this station, but I love
oh, yeah.
them.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're great.
I mean, they're not local, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're awesome. I've seen them once.
It's just
trying to make twice happen.
It's too frustrating to try to sing my own songs and play the drums at the same time. And I love to play the guitar so much. It's actually my favorite instrument.
I will say, like, the reason this started is because we found out Dominic could sing, and I told him, I was like, you have to write a song. So the song that he wrote was Two Time and Cowgirl. But he came to rehearsal, and he was like, oh, I forgot that you wanted me to write a song. So I wrote this, like 2 hours ago. And then he played, like, most of the song, and we were just both like, man, I looked at each other. We were just like, what, man?
It just happened. In real life, it had just happened. Yeah. The events, that inspired
it. And it's our
it.
Biggest hit.
It's true. And it is our biggest hit so far.
Okay.
The people love it.
Why not?
Because it's a relatable thing, you know. Who hasn't been wronged by, some kind of cow person? Right?
Cow person, yes.
Who knows?
Gosh darn
you know?
Cow
It knows
person.
No gender, you know.
Yeah. It knows no gender, you know.
It didn't sound like Paul McCartney, the phrase.
Who knows what gender you know.
Oh, lordy. Yeah.
I think the bands that we like, I think, speaks less to, like, how we sound and more to, like, the kinds of, like, expression we like, or, like, the, like, ideas about, like, performance art and, like, visions in terms of, like, I don't know, having, like, a sound or, like, a... I don't know. Do you know what I mean, guys?
Maybe like a way that we carry ourselves, like an aesthetic approach almost.
I was going to say, what is Foxy Grandpa's live show like? Not unlike you know, studios where you're having headphones and there's all these cables and barriers and all that stuff. So
like the Morrissey and Elvis proposition, it is a spectrum. Sometimes sometimes they're pretty crazy.
That's the beautiful thing,
it is beautiful. It's like, because we will do shows where it's like super stripped back and acoustic because we have a lot of quieter songs as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like one of the last shows we played was in a basement in Austin. It was for the release of the EP that we plugged at the end of the session, but like, you know, it was like in this Austin basement and there's like 35 college people sweaty and like throwing down, and so we pulled out like some of the crazy songs for that one. And then like sometimes we'll play shows and there's like 5 people there and we're just like, let's just have a fun time and be chill. But yeah, like
that one show at the Cantab where nobody showed up and we just started calling tunes.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll do that. We'll just call covers because like we've been a band long enough to where like we've covered a few songs and like that we also like, there's just a bunch of songs that we all just kind of know off the top of our heads. So sometimes we'll just like call a song on stage occasionally, but they get pretty crazy sometimes.
They can get pretty wild.
Yeah, not as wild as like some of the other bands, but I think for like the type of music that we advertise ourselves doing, it's pretty crazy for like a country punk band, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I can definitely sense that.
It's usually from me too. I am like the crazy one on stage.
Chase,
I do.
I
play in a few other bands, and I go way crazier in the other ones. This is like the band where I'm, because I have to actually like sing
you
in this
have
band.
To be in control for this
yeah,
one.
You have to actually sing in this band.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to theoretically.
Yeah. Exactly. In music,
true.
Yeah.
It's pretty theoretical in music.
It is really. Music is that's a whole nother world. But no, it's definitely, it's a good time. It's a good time to see us live, I think.
Excellent. So how can people reach you?
Oh my gosh. That's you, Matt.
Yeah. Oh.
Plug Lord.
Outing me as the social media manager. We love it. You can follow us on Instagram at foxy.grandpa.band. That's the only form of social media we use. We hate Twitter, Facebook, anything associated with that.
Hate Zuck.
Yeah, I hate Zuck. It's bad enough that we're on Instagram, but you know, we're not on TikTok either.
We gotta be somewhere,
right? Mm-hmm. So Instagram is that's the move. Booking inquiries, we can be reached at a Gmail somewhere.
Sonically, we can be reached anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywhere. But Bandcamp.
Plug the Bandcamp.
Yes. The Bandcamp.
We hear it on the Time with Mikey D. Love the Bandcamp.
We love Bandcamp.
We love the Bandcamp too. We'll love 2 days.
Yes.
Love the Bandcamp more after we actually set up the PayPal associated with it.
Yeah.
So we can get paid, because I know that people have bought our album on there and we're not seeing a single cent from it.
Well,
yet.
There's a really funny story about that. The first official interview we got asked to do was like a month ago or two, and we show up and I asked the person interviewing us, so how'd you find out about us? And they're like, oh, through your Bandcamp. And we had Matt had set it up a day before, and he got there, and yeah, I was like, Matt.
Dude. It was like a week before or something stupid like that.
But the funniest,
I don't know how that happened.
The funniest thing was, though, I was like, Matt, did you like know about this? And he was like, I would have no idea, because the PayPal's not set up, so I don't even know if anybody bought the record.
Yeah, we gotta get on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, buy it. Maybe the money goes into the ether until we set that up, and then we get it.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Foxygrandpa.band?
It's foxy.grandpa.band.
Okay. Yeah. At the Instagrams.
At the Instagrams, yeah.
And Bandcamp is just Foxy Grandpa.
Yep.
Were you able to nail that one down?
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome.
Copyrighted that.
Yeah. Foxy Grandpa, Boston, Massachusetts. I think that's all the information you need to find us.
I was curious. I looked up in Bandcamp, there's a regional function. So
yes, there is.
I set it to country and Boston. And we were like on the first page, I think. I was very surprised.
I think that's how the interviewer found us.
I love it.
There you go.
We love country.
There you go. And Black Flag.
Yeah. That's really what it is. It's like Chase is the center, and he loves Patsy Cline and Black Flag.
Yeah. I'm a happy medium.
Yeah. That's what it all is.
So when is your next show? Not the recital.
Not the recital. Chase.
It's the recital. It's not really a Foxy show.
We just said not the recital. Do the one at Union Tavern.
All right, buddy.
Hey, if you want to plug your recital, you can.
I will do that. In 5 seconds.
Okay.
It's just like a bunch of Foxy songs, a Muzak song, and a free improvisation.
Okay.
1140 Boylston, May 8th, 4 p.m. But
admission is free. Go on.
Our next actual show is at a place called Union Tavern in Somerville, and that's on May 23rd. I believe it starts at 8 p.m., but that's with Muzak, the Foxy Grandpa Bizarro band.
I'm not in that one.
Matt's not in it. Sometimes he is, though.
I'm only in it if you pick me up and throw me on the ground.
Yeah, for that one song whose name we can't say on the air. But Muzak is going to open, then Foxy, and then Makeout Palace, who's...
You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss Makeout Palace.
Go for Makeout Palace. Don't go for any of these other crappy bands.
Just listen
to Makeout Palace.
Yeah, no,
they're the best.
They're great, though. Their live shows are always crazy. I mean, you might know them from you might have seen them playing a Cuck festival around here, or opening for bands that are a little bigger around here, but they're awesome. So we're really excited to play with them.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. And playing.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Yeah. May the fox be with you.
Yes. Foxy Grandpa on Bandcamp. Check it out. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, man.
I'll let you break down your stuff. I know it's getting a little late. So
it's past bedtime, man. It's a Wednesday night.
Wait, yeah. You are way too young to say that.
We got a lot of stuff that we do in the day. It's tiring.
Open up the store tomorrow.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Here's some Goat Kid, 91.5 WMFO.
I'm not afraid of the dark. conceive it to stay on board, stay on board. Watching shipwrecks with glee, got that reason to stay on board, stay on. All that you find.
Massachusetts menopausal to the fame. I'm Mother Nature's water. I'm somebody's daughter.
101.5 WMFO. That was Spiller with The Sparkler. We Demand Parachutes had Cheerful Coping. JVK with Body Double. Derek Smith and the Cosmic Vultures with Winter Spade Symphony. Pius Pontius gave you Space Junkie. And I started that big block off with Goat Kid and My Impact. You have been listening to On the Town with Mikey Dean. I've been Phil. Thank you again to Foxy Grandpa for coming in and playing. Check them out on Bandcamp, Foxy Grandpa. Yes, next week, Lils will be here with three more hours of great Boston and New England music. Live music, recorded music, great music. Yes. So I'm going to leave you with one last tune here. And this album just came out probably about, I want to say a few weeks ago. And it's really excellent. And he is always a very reliable songwriter here at WMFO. We love him here. He's made multiple appearances in this station. Of course, I cough on the air. Yes. It is John Powhida. The new album is called Jerry's House. And I'm going to play a track from it called It Can't Happen Here. I will see you next time. Tune in next week for Lils. 91.5 WMFO.
If the Boogaloo Boys take over, they're coming for me. My daddy's gonna send them over. Now who's funny? We'll pack up the children. We'll move to Taipei. New Taipei City. Hey, hey, hey. For Taipei, baby, and all hope is lost, is lost. Where will we run to if a rocket is launched, is launched? The deep freeze of Texas, Texas, the burning hills of LA, LA. If we stick together, we'll be okay.